You're listening to the Peak Humans Podcast, the show dedicated to helping you unlock your full potential and reach the heights of human excellence. I'm your host, Naeem Mahmood, world-renowned performance coach and former top national speaker for Tony Robbins. And I'm thrilled to have you join us on this journey of exploration and transformation. Here at the Peak Humans Podcast, we uncover the secrets of peak performance. We're on a mission to bring you world-class insights, tools, and strategies and stories that will empower you to elevate your life, your work, and everything in between. Today's show is proudly sponsored by Rich Nuts. Nuts have long been recognized as a powerhouse of nutrition, but did you know that the way they're prepared can make all the difference in how your body absorbs their benefits? Rich Nuts has unlocked the secret to maximizing the nutrient density of nuts by mimicking the natural transformation they undergo in nature. Just like how nuts shed their protective shield as they germinate into young plants, Rich Nuts lets nuts do the same, resulting in snacks that are easier to digest, more nutrient dense, and packed with essential fats and protein your body needs to thrive. Are you ready to experience the difference for yourself? Tap my link down below and enter coupon code NAEEM10, that's the number 1010, for a special discount. These are my go-to snack when I'm traveling on an airplane or even at home when I just want to grab a quick, healthy snack that's going to energize me and fill me up. Now, let's unlock the peak human's mindset and dive into this episode where greatness meets insight. Let the game begin. All right, today we're talking about John D. Rockefeller. I love reading biographies. I'm pretty much always reading a biography. Currently, I'm reading the biography of Richard Feynman. He is one of the best physicists of all time, but also he's very entertaining and explained physics in a very simple way. But I digress. Today, we're talking about John Rockefeller, whose biography I read a while ago called Titan. So Rockefeller had many amazing, remarkable qualities and just like everybody, had some downsides, which is why I also like to read biographies because it shows me these larger-than-life characters, which it seems like that, that are uber successful. They're just regular people like you and me. But Rockefeller, like many, many really successful people, he was born into modest beginnings in the 19th century, specifically in 1839 in New York. His early years, they were marked by financial hardship. But even as a young boy, Rockefeller demonstrated an entrepreneurial spirit and an unwavering work ethic. A lot of his drive came from the fact that he had a challenging upbringing with his father, with his family, and went through tough, challenging times. So he seized every opportunity to earn money, from raising turkeys to lending out his books for a fee. So as Rockefeller entered into adulthood, he recognized the potential for growth in the oil industry. In 1863, at the age of 24, he co-founded the partnership of Rockefeller, Andrews, and Flagler, which would later become the Standard Oil Company. Despite facing fierce competition from established oil refineries, Rockefeller's keen business acumen and his relentless drive propelled his company to dominance. One of the things I love about Rockefeller is his consistency, his resolve, and his sticking to fundamentals. But I noticed that among so many really successful people, they're really good at doing the same thing over and over again and not getting caught up in all the flashy, shiny objects. So Rockefeller, though, just like everybody, his success didn't come out without its fair share of challenges. So the oil industry in the late 19th century, it had cutthroat competition and a lot of unethical practices. So Rockefeller, he faced criticism and condemnation for his business tactics, which included aggressive expansion, price manipulation, and monopolistic practices. Hey, when you're at the top of an industry, it's cutthroat. I played basketball in college, and it was cutthroat even at the college level. The higher you go, the more cutthroat it gets. That's where you have to, again, have that internal resolve, that internal certainty in yourself that you're going to make it work, and that belief, and also the vision that what you're doing is actually going to make a difference in the world and it's beyond yourself. So Rockefeller, he remained undeterred. He saw his vision for Standard Oil as a force for progress and efficiency in an industry that was plagued by chaos and inefficiency. So through strategic acquisitions, vertical integration, and innovative business practices, Rockefeller transformed the Standard Oil Company into the largest and most powerful oil company in the world. But Rockefeller's journey was not without its trials. In 1911, in the early 20th century, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Standard Oil was in violation of antitrust laws and ordered to break up into 34 smaller companies. So despite the setback, Rockefeller remained resilient. He transitioned his focus to philanthropy, dedicating his later years to charitable endeavors that would leave a lasting impact on society. So another lesson you gotta learn, everybody is gonna, no matter how successful you are, you're gonna have a new roadblock, new obstacle. Even if you're Warren Buffett, Richard Branson, Michael Jordan, top of the game. So you have to, successful people are always innovating and moving to new pathways when they need to. And also thinking ahead of the game before it even happens. So what lessons can we learn from Rockefeller's remarkable journey? His story teaches us the importance of resilience, determination, and ethical leadership in the face of adversity. Despite facing numerous challenges and setbacks, Rockefeller never wavered in his commitment to his vision and his values. So as we reflect on Rockefeller's legacy, let's be inspired by his unwavering resilience and his ability to turn adversity into opportunity. His story serves as a testament to the power of perseverance and the indomitable spirit of human resilience. So I would definitely urge you to go, if you haven't read it, go check out Rockefeller's biography. It's called Titan. I forget the name of the author. It's a pretty sizable book. But hey, this is how you get into the minds of really successful people. You don't have to know them. They don't even have to be alive. If you want to read Rockefeller, go read I read Carnegie too. Go read Carnegie. If you want to read Picasso, anybody. Elon Musk, I read his recently. So go pick up a book. Go pick up a biography. Create your own council of elders, as Napoleon Hill would say, in Think and Grow Rich. And before you go to bed every night, consult with them. Use your imagination and consult with them on solving whatever problem you're working on in your life currently. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. If you found value in the show, please share it and take a minute to leave a review in Apple Podcasts. It really means a lot and helps the podcast grow and reach more people just like you. Don't miss out on our exclusive content. Subscribe to our newsletter for cutting-edge insights, proven tools, and strategies customized for peak performance. Secure your free access with a simple click on the link below. It's been a pleasure to have you with us at the Peak Humans Podcast. Draw upon your untapped potential, aim for the highest of your dreams, and stride confidently towards your magnificence. Until our paths cross again, continue to elevate, Peak Humans. Stay focused, stay hungry, and may each shot you take bring you closer to greatness. Remember, every game is a chance to rise above.